what I love about our parents. Our parents were great. They spent a lot of time with us, very generous with their time, and we're trying to be that way with our kids. My kids love when we read them stories to go to bed. My daughters love it. Here's the problem. They have really shitty...
Comedy on this phone now. That used to not be there. What did I change? Weird. I guess I should actually get gas at the gas station today. Weird. Longer to get moving this morning than I thought.
I just love when I'm with you. Yeah, this shit is on 10. We used to be friends, girl, and even back then, you would look at me with no hesitation. They could tell me, baby, it's yours. Nobody else is. Yeah, this shit belong to nobody. It's yours. Nobody else is. Get a ship alone.
jam right here. Unfortunately, I gotta get gas, so. Okay. Let's do this.
Please wait while we verify your membership.
Shut up, lady.
Welcome to our car wash. Please select an option from the list on the screen. Please select a car wash by pressing one of the service buttons on the screen. Please insert cash or card. You are now ready to enter the car wash.
Yeah, I am.
Please proceed by following the directions on the sign ahead.
All right, here we go. Don't know that we need all these people to guide me into the car wash spot, but here we go. And he's just kind of waving me forward. Now he's going to turn right a little bit. Nope, turn. Oh, okay. All right, here we go. Oh, he's giving me a little extra blast up front here, which is good because his car is covered in bugs. I'm just gonna smile a bit here. I think this high pressure shit he is shooting here is gonna be more effective than what's to come, but I'm sure every little bit helps. Oh, I gotta turn off my windshield wipers, huh? Oh, I just turned them up. I don't know. Nope. There we go. Probably should check to see if my windows were all the way up before we got in here, huh? Yep, they are. Okay, we're good. Why did those stop? Drop it into drive and roll. I should probably turn the windshield wipers back on, I guess, huh? Back on automatic. Well, I don't know that I call the car clean, but it's certainly cleaner. Seems to be. All right. Let's get out of here. drive this car the only way I know how. Driving fast on a freeway. Cars on this road for me to go as fast as I feel I should be going. Maybe we'll set up and take some questions here in a little bit when traffic gets moving. Good-looking day out here.
Got a new girl, and she's better than you, girl. She asked me out, so I gave it a whirl. I must admit, I'm so damn happy that she's not you. She can ride a bike with no hands. She can fuck me real good with no hands. She comes when I bang her, it's fun when I bang her. Suck. Her parents don't pay.
traffic. What the fuck?
And now my life
fuck.
Is hanging tight with this new girl. She's dope as shit. I just can't quit this new girl. Shit just fits when you're so cosmic like my new girl.
Down for the floor, bow, 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 bow down. Yeah, 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 yeah. Where I see girls everywhere. Titty ass, hands in the air. Somebody over here. Shaking for the man of the year. Oh, man, man of the year. Man, man of the raps. Where I see girls everywhere. Titty bounce.
Bounce, 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 bounce.
Ohio, hey.
Hey, what's the word? What's the word from Ohio?
Still decent, I guess.
Yeah, continues to be Ohio. Are you
yeah.
Are you currently eating Skyline chili?
Are you already breaking up?
Are you currently enjoying a three-way from Skyline chili, or perhaps a four-way?
Unfortunately, they're not any in Central Ohio. They're mostly up there.
Okay, all right. That's good to know. In case I find myself in Ohio and need to get to some sort of chili establishment. Yeah. What's on your what's on your mind? What's going on?
Yeah. One of my favorite things that the site with the new site the stage was taken away was the list of games that were list of games of most important games pretty much, and they broke down by year.
Yep.
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Any
totally.
Plans to get that back in?
Yeah, I totally. I want to bring that back. Yes. I have had conversations with people about redesigning like the main pages for person and game and all that stuff to go back to being default sorted by number of appearances or important in some cases. So like for person page, it would show you the people with the most attachments, and for games it would show like, yeah, kind of broken out by year or decade. It would show you games that for the most part, like that was me like personally flagging those games as important. That was all manually done, so I liked keeping that up and having that somewhere. So yeah, I definitely want them to bring that back.
Okay.
Cool. All right, man.
Yeah. Bye.
See ya.
CSMP, no, don't stop.
443. That sounds like Canada to me. Hello, who is this? You're on the air. Where are you? What's going on?
Hey, man, it's Rusty. I'm in Maryland.
Yeah. What's up, Rusty?
Not seem a little bit hungover, to be honest, from Cinco de Mayo. I don't know why I drank last night, but I did, so.
yeah, I don't know. It's I try not to, I don't know. Like, I at some point, I stopped going out on drinking holidays because there were just, like, too many rookies out there doing it, and they would get in fights and shit.
There you go. Yep. So, yeah, I got a question if you ready for one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love. I got a friend into Giant Bomb. He loves all the video content. He signed up his premium around November of last year. I can't get him to listen to the podcast, and he said he just doesn't like podcasts. So I was wondering, have you guys ever considered turning a camera on the podcast, putting out like a video version of that?
I mean, yes, we have, but and actually, I mean, the room that we record that in is equipped with like four really crappy cameras. And a TriCaster, so we could kind of switch to whoever's talking, but then that would be me trying to run the show while also trying to produce the show. So that becomes a hassle, and also like it's not interesting, you know. It's like staring at people's faces while they're talking, and then, you know, I worry that like as soon as you turn cameras on, it people start motioning to the camera, like it becomes a slightly less audio only show. Which would then alienate the people that just listen to it, because they'd be like, I don't know what they're doing. They're making some kind of funny hand motion, and I'm left out. So,
I hear you.
It's one of those things where, you know, we do so much video that, you know, I'm fine with that thing being audio and kind of trying to provide a mix of stuff.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, so I was just checking that out, man. Thanks for answering the question, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep, all right, see ya. Hey, who's this? What's happening?
What up? This is Christian Boston.
Hey, what's
hey, how you doing?
What is? I'm doing all right. What is the good word in your neck of the woods?
Everything's going all right, except for when the trains are off. The trains are off today, and it's annoying the crap out of me. Maybe an hour late for work.
Yeah, that's a shitty situation. Living up north like this, I don't really have too many public transportation options because there's no train that goes over the Golden Gate Bridge. So I can either drive to a boat, which takes longer than just driving, or I can take a bus, which takes way longer. So I just drive. It's
damn.
Yeah, it works out. So go ahead.
But no, if there's a place where I can park my car, I'd probably drive every day, but Boston parking is the absolute worst. Like public transport or bus.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to get a parking space in our building not long after we went back to that building. So, if I had to go find street parking and stuff every day, I would probably kill myself. I don't know. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's the worst. It's the worst.
Yeah. What's on your mind? You got a question? What's up?
So, I know you were interested for a while about going to Evo, and recently, I'm looking at my summer plans. I did have plans to go to Evo, but I think I'm going to pull back this year because of basically the location for Evo this year is like 2 miles off the strip.
Yeah.
And like, I'm good at fighting games. I like fighting games. I like playing competitively, but I'm not like world class fighting game material. So part of the fun of Evo is like, you know, you get to done playing the day, you get up with your friends, and you go and you go to a casino, you go to a buffet, you go to something, you know, in the heart of Vegas.
Right.
So the fact that you can't do that this year, or if you do, it's like going to be gaps everywhere. It's kind of throwing open up and sort of like souring on it. Next year, I think we'll be better when it's back. But yeah, I don't know. I was just wondering, do you still have any plans for checking out Evo this year? I know Lang's going to be there.
Yeah. You know, it's... I really should go. I haven't looked into it at all. I'm not even sure what exactly when the dates are and stuff and how it relates to some of the other stuff that I've got going on. But yeah, I heard that they had moved the venue this year to someplace weird. Which, you know, I don't know. Like, I've been in Vegas staying off the strip, and it's actually kind of nice because it forces you to make, like, very, like, real decisions about what you want to do with yourself. You know, it's like, okay, you're a little bit ways away, so you can kind of get away from all that bullshit and then, you know, deliberately go back into it when you decide you want to. So like that stuff's not too bad, but yeah, you're right. It's not all right there. It's not all kind of at your fingertips or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I think if I went, I wouldn't enter anything. I'd probably just go hang out and, you know, watch some stuff and hang out with people. At this point, like, you know, I know a handful of people that go every year, so it'd be good to just kind of hang out with them. I haven't really looked into it yet, and I should probably just check up on the dates and see what's up and see if it even makes sense to go.
I know, like, watching Grand Finals live, I'll be going there for that Sunday, just staying for Sunday, getting good seats, just camping it out. Like, it's an experience because people are just losing their minds.
Yeah.
Like, I did not realize that there was, like a Budokai-style, like, betting system going down on the floor. People just, like, throwing, like, dollars up and saying, I got 20 on just one. I lost so much money that way.
Nice. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, that would be super fun. I'm interested in that, and then just like some side games, just like people running weird shit in a hotel room, just showing up with arcade boards or laptops or just doing whatever. Like that sounds that sounds kind of cool. But yeah, I don't know. I kind of want to go to that. I kind of want to go to was it UFGT? Because that'll be the last one in Chicago.
Oh yeah.
But I haven't really given it too much thought, so we'll see. Yeah.
If you want my opinion, not this year, next year, but
yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's maybe. We'll see. All right, man.
Yeah.
Later.
All right, good talking.
Yep, bye. Worst line. It's the worst line. Fuck your awards. Like Eddie Murphy's couch. Remember from that TV show? Hello, who is this? Where are you?
Hey, Jeff, what's up, dude? This is K1 Down. My name's Pat, but nobody knows that, so I got a question.
All right, hit me.
If you think technology is ever going to be good enough to have a rap karaoke game, and if they did, what would be your go-to rapper? Like, who would you want to rap? Who would have to be in that game?
Yeah, I don't know. It's the technology is always getting better for that stuff. I mean, if you look at, you know, voice recognition on the Kinect and Siri and stuff like that, you know, kind of just natural voice recognition getting easier and easier. At some point, you could just apply that to a game. Because that was the thing. Like, Def Jam Rapstar was supposed to be better about the lyrics stuff than it turned out to be.
Yeah, it was terrible, though.
Yeah. Like, they were talking a big game early on, but I think it's one of those things that was just too difficult, you know, not enough processing power to really just do it the way that you know, probably want it done. So, you know, like, doing all that stuff in real time, you know, it's getting better and better, and someone will eventually get it right. So I think there is a right.
I check periodically on the YouTube videos. I'll turn on the closed captioning on a rap video, and it still says hilariously wrong stuff.
Yeah. But but keep in mind that those videos that also has to process all the music too. So, you know, it's a pretty noisy thing for it to try to decipher. Where if it's just taking source from a microphone, and you can guarantee that, like, you know, the primary audio going into this microphone is going to be lyrics that you want to decipher, Like, you can kind of discard a lot of other information and get a little bit better that way. But in terms of, like, yeah, in terms of who I would want to see in a game, like, I don't know. Like, I want a good cross-section. Like, Def Jam Rapstar had, it was like about two-thirds of it was stuff that I cared enough about to want to try. But then there was other stuff like, I was like, Slow Jams or, you know, like that that Lil Wayne song or something where it's like, I don't give a shit about this stuff. But, you know, as long as they got, like, a robust DLC plan that they can make good on. And you know, I'd really prefer, like, on some level it doesn't matter because it's, you know, karaoke and you're the one doing the rapping, but I'd really prefer them to get explicit lyrics in there and not always go with the radio edits. But that's one of those things where, like Def Jam, they went and got the video, you know, so you were watching the music video and they didn't get the stems for the songs. You weren't rapping over the instrumental. In a lot of cases, you were just rapping over someone else rapping.
Yeah, I want to do, like, mob instrumental, you know, and have, like, the intros and everything so that I can pantomime being a gangster rapper as much as possible. But in the privacy of your own home, you know, because, like, you can't do rap at karaoke because as soon as you start saying the wrong thing, everybody looks at you like you're a jerker.
Yeah, that can really, that's the burden we all bear. It's a hard problem. I mean, I don't know, at some point you just get good at, you know, turning on the explicit version in your head at the appropriate times and turning it off at the appropriate times. But I've done plenty of hip-hop at karaoke bars and stuff like that. Normally not too well received. Most of the people there...
No, not at all.
Yeah, not interested in hearing you rap.
Like Grandmaster Flash or something everybody knows and is tame. Everybody's like, oh yeah, that's funny. As soon as, you know, you go for Dr. Dre or something,
yeah,
a little racy.
Yeah, it's like, you know,
like this white dude.
They didn't want to hear me do the Predator by Ice Cube. They were not into that. At this, like, Chinese restaurant that became a karaoke place late Saturday night, which was awesome because the guy there just made his own karaoke CDs and had, like, a ton of hip-hop instrumentals and stuff that he had just had done himself to... You know, so he could have Ice Cube and all this other stuff in his catalog, which I appreciated. But yeah, I think that eventually a game will get there. I liked a lot of what Def Jam was trying to do with the social aspect of it too, just uploading videos and just, you know, allowing for just kind of like freestyle battles and that sort of stuff. It was a really neat idea. But, like, you know, it sounds like shit got funny on the business end and the whole company went under. So yeah, we'll see. I think
eventually, too bad. I was looking forward to that.
Yeah, eventually someone will do it.
Thanks for taking my question, Jeff. I love Bombcast. I love you, man. You're the best.
Cool. Thanks. See ya. Maybe take one more call here. We're coming up on the Golden Gate Bridge. So, you know, what I'm doing... proper city driving. I should probably be a little more focused on my city driving. It's 570. Same. Hello, who is this? Where are you?
Hi, Jeff. It's Karen from PA.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are things out in Pennsylvania?
We got cats here. Lots of cats.
Yeah. It's cat problems are the largest thing plaguing society. I had my garage door open for like 5 minutes or something the other day, and then when I went back out there to close the garage door, like, there were already two cats all up in my garage. So
Cats suck. I had lots of them in my garage the other day. I had kittens in my ceiling.
Ceiling cats? Yeah.
Ceiling cats.
It's a real problem. It's a very serious problem.
Yes.
So what's on your mind? You got a question? What's up?
Yeah, I had a question for you about that Amazon box.
Animal box? Is that what you said? You're breaking up there a little bit.
The Amazon box.
Uh huh. What about it?
Do you think they're going to do something more with that, or is that not it?
Hmm. I don't know.
Because they did hire all those people.
Yeah, they did. I think that... No, I still didn't understand what you said. What? Hello?
Hi,
Are you still there?
The Amazon?
Sorry?
The Amazon box?
Oh, geez, what's going on? Hello? Hello?
Hi, sorry.
Yeah.
I think I broke up a little bit there.
Yeah, no, I lost you for a little bit there. It's still breaking up. I didn't understand what you were... I still didn't understand what you were asking about. It sounded a little fuzzy.
The Amazon console.
Oh, the Amazon Fire TV. Yeah.
Yeah, you think they're going to do something wrong with that, or...?
I think they'll have to. Yeah, I don't know. It's you're right. They hired all those people and brought them in, and you don't see them doing... You don't. There's no like visible show of what those people are doing just yet. And you know they've gone on record and said like, oh, this isn't a game console. The Fire TV is not a game console. It's our streaming box and all this other stuff. And so you start to wonder like, do they have some other device in the works that will be more gaming focused, or if they really just want to try to diversify what they're offering on that Amazon on the Fire TV. And it's weird. I don't know. Like it's.
It is.
It seems.
I was
like,
thinking maybe they would make something in a few years or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's well, they were looking for people to participate in their announcement. They were kind of talking to developers before the thing got announced, saying like, hey, do you have like let's get together and show something and all this stuff. And they must not have found too many people because they didn't really have a lot of third-party stuff at that announcement. So just, I don't know, it just seems like they're just not serious about games with that device, and you wonder, you know, like I said, if there's some other device that will be the gaming thing. Because otherwise they went and staffed up and brought all those people in for something that I just don't think is capable of playing a lot of great games. So, yeah, it's a big mystery. I don't know. I haven't even hooked that thing up since we did that video. I haven't even hooked that box up.
Yeah, it did look very good, but it's weird they hired a bunch of people from good game companies and then didn't do much with them.
Yeah, well, you know, if they can, like, remember that they just brought a lot of those people in, so they're not going to turn out a shippable game overnight, so, you know, it's possible that they may just be working on games to release later, or maybe they are working on something on a different piece of hardware, but... It's hard to say. I don't think that they'll ever. I don't think Amazon will ever get into the console business the way that Microsoft and Sony are. But you know, maybe it would make sense for them to do like some higher end streaming box that was just a little more capable of running games than the one they've got now. It's weird. It's a really weird thing.
Yeah, it would be nice to see a new player, but
yeah, it'd be frustrating if they put out like another piece of hardware after putting this one out, like, oh, this is the one you want if you actually care about running things well. Like, oh, that's thanks for tricking me into buying this other piece of junk.
Well, it's been really cool talking to you, Jeff. Have a good day,
sir. Yep, I'll see ya. All right, that's going to be it for calls. Yeah, that Amazon thing. It's sitting in front of my TV. I left it on my, I brought it home after we did that, after we did the Friday show, and just kind of emptied out my bag, threw it on my entertainment center, didn't hook it back up, just went like, all right, That's good. And I kind of forgot about it. And then, not that long ago, I was fumbling around for a PS4 controller and accidentally grabbed the Amazon controller that was sitting there on that table, and yeah. And then, you know, I mean, the ceiling cat menace. It's, there are no easy answers. There are no easy answers. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept you real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. You gotta watch out. Those, you know, those cats will get to doing what a cat be doing, and then it's just a whole ceiling kitten situation, and you know, no one wins. No one wins. That's an animal control situation at some point. You gotta watch out for that. I must have synced more music to this phone. I must have went and checked something to say, like, include this playlist also, because it just seems like there's just stuff on here that... And all this comedy that wasn't on my phone before. I don't know how that got there. I must have fucked that up. Maybe I put it all on there anticipating a long drive. I've got to head down south here pretty soon. A little bit of work, a little bit of not work. I wish it was more not work and less work, but that's always the way. Not a lot of people rapping about beer and drinking beer, you know? I was always rapping about cognac and that and dope. Chinese lady in a windbreaker tracksuit. I want to be her someday.
No champagne or girly drinks. We drink beer and beer and beer, beer, beer. Let's get drunk and party and do it all night. We getting fucked up, baby. That's alright. Let's get drunk and party and do it all night. We getting fucked up, baby. That's alright. Let's get drunk and fuck and party all night. I drink beer till I pass out into the night. Let's get drunk and fuck and party all night. I drink beer till I pass out into the night. Let's go.
No champagne. Nope. Can't deal with any more of that.
How long till you leave her? You should know that we're alone this time. Keep yourself a secret. You should know that I will sell you a picture you don't want like I did last time. I won't go slow. All the things you tell yourself. Offer no resolution. You know that this will break us. But you push us as far as we can go. Taking every chance to find solutions.
I like that song. Just not really in the mood for right now. How about that? No. I don't know where this stuff came from. Stuff that's on my phone. A bunch of stuff on here that found its way on here. There we go. Some of that old school shit. Straight up bubble jammer. Ow! Sing that shit. Phone's going wild.
If Pyro's and Crips all got along, they...
Should have stayed friends, not good enough friends to remain friends in the end. I'm a boy and you're a girl, so what do we really know? We tried and tried to make it right.
It's, you know what? It synced everything that I've ever purchased from iTunes.
Traveling around desensitized you. It just
does. Yeah, the purchased playlist must have ended up on here somehow.
So many fresh fish in the sea. I fish with grenades just to get played. Watch what I say when I say what I say. You don't walk away, be like, what do you say? Anyway.
And I normally buy stuff from Amazon when I buy MP3s, so it's not a huge list, but somehow that got added to this. Ow, no. Like that song.
I'm on my white boy shit. 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 I'm too damn handsome. Bust a backflip into a hand plant. My skateboard gnarly. Bust a ollie. Do a cover up my car keys. I'm a white boy shit. Prius with my big black dick. Your bitch, I'm a stealer. Doing donuts in the 18-wheeler. So white trashy. Spread the ass cheeks slow like molasses. I ain't classy. That's why they call you boy turd nasty. I'm on my white boy shit. I'm on my white boy shit. I'm on my white boy shit. So white trashy. While you playing Call of Duty, I'm playing with my balls in the jacuzzi. Looking at a big white booty. Raw dog, you ain't afraid of cooties. Fresh out of rehab. Give me 10 minutes and I'ma relax. Nodding off on a beanbag from drugs you can't pronounce. Believe that. Oxycodone, Klonopin, benzodiazepam shit. I got all of them. I got them from your mom's crib. She gave them to me for the dirt we bomb here. Your breath is atrocious. Did you eat a dead fish out the ocean? Or was it fried fallopian? Whatever it is, you got shit halitosis.
This is a dumb song.
Swimming with the dolphins, I'm fucking awesome. You don't know about this shit, baby. I be surfing and shit, snowboarding, you know what I mean? Fucking goddamn, I be canoeing and shit, kayaks, you name it, I do it. I jump off a goddamn mountain naked without a parachute. Because I'm a scary dude, I eat every gummy bears.
Dirt Nasty's real stupid, but it's a real stupid that I can definitely believe in.
I'm coming home.
You are turning the wrong way down this alley, my friend. You are blocking this road. All right, that guy cleared out of the way. Next up is a BMW that is currently shifted into reverse and sitting still. And now I gotta swerve around this gentleman here who appears to be pulling up his pants. And then swerve around this UPS truck. Oh, we made it. All right, I'm here, so I gotta go. I will see you guys later.